Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's EO Applied Innovation Center. And the man who's always ready to tell a story. He knows everybody. We call him Mr. OC. We're talking about Johnny the Rocket Gutierrez.
All right. Welcome, everybody.
You were ready, but I wasn't.
Yes. That's what he gets for giving me a hard time, right? Welcome, everybody, again to our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. With us today, we have another community leader, somebody that is an entrepreneur in the community and has just opened their brand new restaurant in Anaheim, known as Tulum Mexican Kitchen. He's been in the restaurant industry for 35 years in the food industry, and he's also has a very successful taco truck, which was established in Santa Ana 23 years ago. Please welcome CEO of Tulum Mexican Kitchen, Mr. Robert Guzman. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here. It's very exciting for me to be here because we just begin a new restaurant in the city of Anaheim, a couple minutes from Disneyland, actually 2 minutes walking.
Yes, that is really exciting to
it
be
is exciting,
that
man,
close to Disneyland. In. That's some pretty important real estate.
Now, John, how many times have we told you? You bring restaurants in at noon. You need food. You got to feed the producer.
Have to come to the ribbon cutting.
Oh, that's what it is.
They have to come to the grand opening, which is Thursday, December 19th. I want to be clear with everybody. Thursday, December 19th, it's going to kick off at 5 o'clock. Most likely, the actual ribbon cutting will be around 6, no later than 6:30. We're inviting the whole community to be out there. That's, again, 915 South Harbor Boulevard in the city of Anaheim.
It's Harbor and Ball or something?
Yeah, cross streets are Harbor and Ball, which is not far from Disneyland. Yeah. It's actually on Harbor.
And do we get to try this food?
Of course. Of course you do. That's the whole point. But you got to come to the ribbon cutting. You got to come to the grand opening. And that's what it's about here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It's about supporting our community. That's why our show is called Our Community Podcast Show, because it's all about supporting entrepreneurs, business owners, people like Mr. Roberto Guzman here, who again, 35 years in the restaurant industry.
So he knows what he's doing.
Of course. How did you start? Let's go back a little bit here. How did you start in this industry? Can you share with us a little bit of your story of how you ended up maybe many years ago when you were growing up? I know you mentioned to us before the show that you're from Mexico City, right?
Cuernavaca, Morelos, yeah, close to Mexico City, yes.
Nice.
We begin this story when my mother in the old days used to have a table outside with tacos, gorditas.
Killing Paul here.
I was 6, 7 years old, so that's when I took all this history. I took all this, what can I say?
En español,
el gusto por cocinar.
The love of
the
cooking.
The love to cook.
To cook exactly. Was founded.
Everything begins in those days. Then we start working in our own taquerias in Mexico. Nice. We're selling tacos on the streets.
Yeah.
Tacos, tortas. As you mentioned, good tortas.
Yeah. Really quick pause there, because when Roberto got here before the show, it was very interesting. He was talking about how there's certain foods that taste better in certain areas based on where, let's just say, the food is grown, right?
Exactly.
I think that's very important you share that, because
the soil, the water.
Yes, the soil, the water, right?
And is it a big agriculture thing just trying to make
so
the
when
tomato?
We go to Mexico, Paul, that's probably why those tacos taste so good.
They do.
Like, yes. Basically, yes. What you're telling us, right?
Believe it or not, one tomato tastes different. Tomato from Mexico tastes totally different than tomatoes
because
from here.
Because here they're just growing them in quantity. They just want to puff them up and make them look pretty.
Exactly.
But hey, take it easy.
Shiny, big. And
he gets all emotional because you didn't bring him food.
Unfortunately not, but after the show, we go to the restaurant.
But I'm telling you, it doesn't taste the same, because when you go to the supermarket, it's just generic. They just crank it out. But you get really freshly grown produce with the water and the right soil and everything else, going to taste totally different.
Robert, let me ask you this. When you were growing up, Roberto, in Mexico with your mother, and you were doing all this, what do you remember Because I can tell you from me, my experience, my mom's enchiladas in Michoacán, I always remember the oregano that she puts in it. What do you, you know, for me, oregano is something I love. What is it that you remember as a kid growing up, that smell, that taste, that spice? What is it that you love the most as a kid?
The oregano is one of the first herbs that I smell in the beginning because that's for the pozole.
Oh, that's
pozole
right.
Pozole is very popular for us.
Oh, do you like pozole, Paul?
I don't know that I've had pozole.
What?
It's like a soup, right?
So it's how many soup? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With little chunks of meat.
We love
it's
pozole.
It's very tasty. The oregano is one of them. Those. And then the manteca, the lard, the pork lard.
Yeah.
It has really good smell.
Yeah.
And it tastes really good when you fry your beans with manteca.
Yeah.
That's.
You want to hear something funny?
Really
so
good.
Growing up, as we ate with manteca beans, right?
Yes.
Then there was a period where there was this whole thing, where you shouldn't use manteca. You shouldn't use manteca. It's bad for your heart. And now I hear it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Like I heard it's good for you now.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Like
how
eggs,
the
sir.
Trend.
Eggs.
Same as the chicharrones,
yeah.
The pork skin.
Yeah.
Everybody's eating now because that's grease too for your brains, right? That's what they said. And so now it's coming back. A couple of years ago, they tried to, they salinized the lard, but now it's not really bad. It's your body is going to absorb better the natural, fresh manteca or lard than the other oil.
So you remember eating this good food with your mom in Mexico. And as a young child, you were growing up having all these great food. But also, I'm assuming if you don't, for those people watching and listening, and again, this is what our chamber is about. As a young child, you were learning to be what? An entrepreneur. If you really think about it. Right?
He didn't know it at the time.
You didn't know it.
I didn't know that.
But your mom, by selling tacos or your
selling
family.
Selling tacos on the street.
You learned how to be a business guy.
Yeah, because my father, we used to sell the dishes, the sartenes, ollas, on the street, knocking the doors, door by door. That's the way we learned to this business, to be entrepreneurs.
You would knock on the door and say, tacos.
Yeah. No, actually, no. We were selling in those days the
pots, pans,
all those things.
Yeah.
That's what we used
to
sell.
And let me tell you, Paul, if you don't know, but as a kid growing up in Santa Ana in Orange County, I remember my tías and my tíos, everybody would talk about certain pots you have to have that made the food better when you were cooking it, especially like pozole and things like that, right? And so I'm trying to remember the name of the pots here that everybody uses. ¿Cuáles son las famosas? Las que usan aquí.
Las cacerolas, las ollas de barro.
Sí, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, that's where you make a lot of the Mexican chicharrones. I don't know if you eat those.
Oh, the casos.
The casos, right?
Yeah, I don't
even know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I have no idea.
It's okay, Paul. It's okay. It's okay. It's a 30-minute.
I just want to go and eat it.
Paul, it's a 30-minute show. I can't sit here educating about everything about the world. But let's get back to Roberto here because you're growing up as a kid. You're eating this delicious food. You're eating these tacos you guys are making. You're learning to be an entrepreneur. At what point in your life growing up, obviously you come to the U.S., at what point in your life do you say, hey, I want to open my own? Because I know you opened, of course, your own taco trucks, right?
Yes. 2001, when my brothers came here. Actually, my brothers, they are the ones responsible for all this situation because I used to be a truck driver. And when they came here, they said, hey, you know what? Let's begin a business. Let's begin a taqueria again.
I said, saludos, you know, a los hermanos, eh?
Yeah. Miguel. Taco truck, Rico Mac Taco.
Saludo. And where are they at?
He's in Santa Ana, 15th Street and Main.
15th Street and Main. And it's called, what is it? The taco truck?
Rico Mac Taco.
Really? I got to go try it out.
Try it out.
Yeah. You know what's amazing to me is this whole taco truck movement. When I was a kid, there were, of course, no trucks, at least that I never saw. But over the last 10 years, let's say, been an explosion of people, all kinds of crazy cuisine, not just Mexican food. Polish food and
TV
shows and everything.
But all those other new taco trucks, they're not
taco.
They're not like the original taco trucks. First of all, they're very expensive, some of them.
Really?
It's insane. Yes. For one taco, they're charging you like $20 because they're making it like, they make the taco look somewhat like a burrito, but it's not a burrito. It's just a big taco.
Yes.
And they're charging like $20 for
a
taco.
But it's authentic.
Without reason, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we have in Tulum. We have a tomahawks, we have a ribeye steaks, but there is no reason to be expensive. Even the seafood, there is no reason to be expensive. Not even the lobster. Not even the lobster.
Oh man, he mentioned lobster enchiladas.
We have lobster enchiladas, lobster enchiladas, rice and beans for $23.
Whoever's listening to this, again,
let's go.
lobster enchiladas. They have tomahawk steaks, and they have another thing that I know my wife loves, chile rellenos.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't eat meat, the chile relleno plate is one of the best things you can eat because, first of all, is a chile relleno, is it a vegetable?
It's a vegetable.
Vegetable, right?
But it's not only with cheese, okay? Because the typical now is they use only cheese because it's faster and easy to do.
Okay.
We use ground beef with vegetables. The ground beef with vegetables. We have cheese. We have seafood and vegetables.
Oh, wow. So different types of chile rellenos.
Chicken, shredded chicken.
Interesting.
Oh, this is amazing.
And again, when Roberto got here today, we were talking before the show with Paul, and he mentioned that a lot of these recipes that they've implemented at this new restaurant that they've launched in Anaheim, by the way, right by Disneyland, right off of Ball and Harbor, these are recipes of his family, of your grandmother, right?
My grand, and she comes from a really small town in Mexico, the city of Guerrero. These people, they have the origins of the food.
Yes.
They have a really good taste. They have all the combinations. I learned from her because she used to make big caldos, meat caldos, chicken stews. So I learned from her because she teaches
all the time. Caldo is what, a big pot, like a calderon?
Exactly.
With
meat or chicken. So she teach me how to use each herb. So this, we're trying to save the original recipes because right now, the new people, they don't know the original and traditional
you mean
taste.
You mean Taco Bell is an original?
Oh, come on.
Paul, please, Paul. Don't mention that on the show, Paul. Paul, please.
They don't even have people taking your orders on Taco Bell. You have to do it through the computer.
Let's remind everybody, again, Thursday, December 19th, okay? Tulum, and I just want to make sure I say, Tulum Mexican Kitchen will be having their ribbon-cutting grand opening. 5 o'clock, be there. If you're running a little bit behind because of traffic or you're getting out of work, we will do their actual ribbon cutting around 6, no later than 6:30.
Now, here's my question. We brought this up. I've been to Cancun, like everybody. Fun place. But it's gotten big and overgrown and overblown. It's just a big resort. And I don't know that it's that different in some ways than going to Vegas or anything else. These things get they all seem the same after a while, these big, huge resorts. But I'm told by more people, and I've read more articles about Tulum, which is a little further inland in the Yucatan Peninsula, is the hot spot. People are buying homes there.
Next to Cancun, right?
Yes.
And they've opened a railroad, or they're opening a railroad to go into the jungle and develop this area that otherwise was removed.
Well, let's first and foremost ask him, why did you name it Tulum?
Okay, this project is not only me, because my partner, Rafael Castillo, you met him before, right? Unfortunately, he's on the doctor right now.
Saludos, Rafael.
Dientes.
Yeah.
So he is the one who brings this name on. Why? Because he loves the food from Tulum. He says, you know what? I'm going to honor our state, our city of Tulum. We're going to name it Tulum. We're going to bring some of the dishes from Tulum, cochinita pibil.
What is that?
The cochinita pibil is like a shredded pork with mixed with herbs, salsa, something like that, and then banana leaves. We cook it for hours.
In the banana leaves, right, because that's the kind of jungle. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love Paul's reaction.
Rafael and his wife, they used to have his wife, Angelica.
Okay.
Saludos, Angelica.
Yes.
They used to have a restaurant before, Angelica and her parents.
Okay.
So Rafael, he wants to honor the city of Tulum. He says, you know what? I love Tulum. I like the kitchen. I like the food from there. So let's name it like Tulum and bring some of the food to our
hot, that whole area. That's another targeted area for Mexican resorts and development. That whole
just remember, from this restaurant is not in Tulum. It's in Anaheim.
But a little bit of Tulum here. Now, what effort do you do to get original? Where do you get banana leaves? Where do you source the stuff? Where do you buy
we can't share all that, Paul.
I know, but do you have special vendors or you bring this in somehow?
We have a special places in our community, like Superior Market.
Yeah.
Jimenez Market. They have
these are markets, Paul, that have a lot of authentic things. If you go to the new Northgate Market,
Northgate,
that one, the new one in Costa Mesa, it's like an experience. You go into these stores, and even my mom, I took her to that big market, and she was they had a lot of the casos that they make.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of it, again, it goes back to why are these restaurants different?
Yes.
Because you're utilizing different tools, like right. different pots to cook the food. This is
different
why when
ingredients,
you, yes,
different recipes.
This is why when you right. go to Mexico, the food tastes different. And you're like, why am I in another Mexican restaurant in Mexico and it tastes different than the one in Orange County? Now you know why, right? Because to your point, Roberto, it matters how you cook it, where you cook it, right? The ingredients,
yes.
the water,
definitely
the chiles.
Water, the
you
chiles.
Mentioned the chiles, right? The
yeah.
tomatoes.
So we select right now for the avocados, for the guacamole, let's say. We use the avocado from Michigan. Actually, Michoacan.
We say Michigan because real. Paul's from Michigan, but it's really Michoacan, Mexico.
Yeah, it has avocado. It has different taste than the other ones.
Really?
The has avocado is a little bit creamy and it's more consistent. The other one is watery. It's not really good taste.
The other one's from a can.
He's talking about two different avocados from two different places, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And he's saying that as chefs and as restaurant owners, they can tell the difference oh. between two avocados,
avocados
that are grown in two different
so
places.
You make your own salsa? You don't just go buy a jar at the supermarket?
No, we are chefs. We are chefs, original chefs. We don't use anything from cans.
Nothing from
we
a can.
We cook everything from
Nothing.
Scratch. Even the whipped cream
yeah.
for the cakes, we do everything there.
Wow.
You have cakes?
Yes, pancakes.
No way.
Oh, we have crepas.
Oh, crepas.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, crepas.
I didn't know crepes are obviously French. I didn't know that you had crepas in Mexico.
No, but we take the recipe from them, so we're bringing to the 100% better than them.
And I got to tell you guys, I stopped by the restaurant, I want to say maybe about a month ago, and this is why they were still working on it. And man, the way you guys were making it look, you feel like you're in Tulum, Mexico. Like, it's a beautiful restaurant. Beautiful. You guys have put a lot of work into it. I haven't seen it recently. I can only imagine
oh, beautiful.
How it looks. But why wouldn't you want to be there again December 19th?
Gotta
it's a
be
Thursday.
There. I'll be there.
From 5 o'clock on, it's going to be the grand opening, the ribbon cutting. Tell your friends. Again, it's in Anaheim off of Harbor Street. The main cross street is literally like blocks away from Disneyland.
It's two blocks, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's exciting because this is prime real estate in Anaheim. And for you guys to have this restaurant being launched there, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
To you and the partners and obviously the wives and everybody that's involved. It takes a lot of work to start a restaurant in any business.
A lot of work and a lot of money. Yeah, believe me, it's a lot of money that we spend on this, especially because Rafael, he's very perfectionist. He likes to bring all the decoration, everything to one point that the people feels like they are in Tulum. Because there is a lot of things.
Do you have a full bar there? I'm Irish. I got a drink.
We have a bar. Unfortunately, it's not a full bar, but we have margaritas. Mm-hmm. We have micheladas. We have mojitos.
Mm.
That's amazing. We have the best.
Well, let's answer that differently. I think what he just said, Paul, is they have the drinks to complement the food they serve, right?
Exactly.
And when you go to Mexico and you go to one of these resorts, or if you go to, you have to look at, there's certain drinks and certain items you're going to put together in the menu that go with the food you're serving.
Yes.
That's part of having a successful business. Mm-hmm. You can't just, for whatever reason, have a full bar of everything and anything.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
The drinks that we have, they cook from scratch. Even the juices that, the ones we use to make the drinks, they're from scratch. Lots of lemons.
Boy, you can tell the difference in a margarita or whatever.
Definitely.
It's just got a regular mix they got off the shelf. Or where they actually make it themselves, yeah.
Yeah, everything is... The tomahawks, usually you go to any restaurant, they give you a pasta, a little bit of vegetables. No, we're doing it the Mexican way. Beans, puercos, frijoles puercos, they come with chorizo, salchicha, bacon.
Wow.
Rice, Mexican rice.
Wow.
Vegetables and your tomahawk.
Why are we here? Let's go.
First of all, Paul, it hasn't opened yet, it will open December 19th.
No, we're open now.
Are you open now?
We're in a soft opening right now.
Oh, soft opening right now.
Quiet opening.
Operating the restaurant.
Let's go.
9 to 10.
Whoever wants to go today, let's go. Stop by.
Everybody's invited to come.
But the ribbon cutting and the grand opening is Thursday, December 19th, but it is open now.
And he's going to be in charge of the ribbon cutting, okay?
Yes, I will be in charge of the ribbon cutting. We will be doing the ribbon cutting, the grand opening. The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So that's why we're inviting all of our members, all of our viewers, come out and support. At the end of the day, it's about supporting small businesses. It's about supporting our community.
Authentic.
Authentic, yes. That other taco B word that Paul said, wow. I won't say it again. Nothing against them, but those are big corporations, and that's fine. We can go there once in a while, drive through really fast. But these are the restaurants that we need to support because they're in our community, they're in our backyard. And I know that when I first went to speak to Roberto and his partner, they also want to get involved in the community. They want to help out the local high schools, the local fundraisers.
Yeah.
They want to do good in the community. And that's what I really appreciated about them, that they're good people in the community opening a delicious restaurant. By the way, it's good. Guys, you guys got to come see it. It's a beautiful restaurant.
Yes, we have a taco truck in Santa Ana named Alebrijes Grill, right next to the Superior Market. That's my first truck where I begin this career, okay?
Really?
In the beginning, I was just cooking. I was not looking for money, believe it or not.
I was just looking for money.
I'm serious.
No,
I was just trying to make the people
happy.
Smile and taste the food. And then after a couple of months, couple of years, the money is still coming by itself.
Wow. That's an attitude right there.
I didn't look for the money, honestly.
Yeah.
I was looking for the people to taste the real Mexican because we lost the recipes for our country.
I said to John beforehand, we've said numerous times on the show, my only daughter's adopted out of foster care here. She grew up in Michoacan, came here when she was a little kid and fell into foster care, and we adopted her. And first thing she commented was, we're taking her to what we thought are Mexican restaurant, not Taco Bell, but the Mexican restaurant. She said, Dad, this isn't Mexican. This isn't the real
thing. Well, there's different levels of restaurants. And again, we don't want to harp on anybody who's
But again, it's got Americanized, like pizza and all these other things and stuff here. It gets turned into a fast food kind of thing.
And people have obviously different levels of quality, right? Different levels of service.
Not everybody wants to go there. But when you taste the authentic, when you taste a real tomato versus a store-bought tomato, you'll notice the difference.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. And like anything, it's not just, the food is important, but the service is important.
Definitely.
And the fact that you've already been working in the service world by having people that don't know what it takes to run a food truck, Roberto can share more about it, but I can tell you.
It's a restaurant on wheels. Yeah.
No, let me tell you. I had a gentleman that I knew who ran a taco truck right in front of my other office where I had my foundation. And him and I would always talk. And let me tell you, to run a food truck, it's a lot of work.
It's the same.
It's a daily grind.
It's a lot of work.
You know.
In my place, we start working at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We finish at 11 o'clock. Then at night, we have people washing the truck. It's a lot of work.
And prepping.
And
there's
more restrictions than the restaurant, believe it or not.
Yes.
When the health department comes to our trucks, they spend at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
Going point by point because they said we are more risk business than the restaurants.
Yeah.
So
because you're out in the road. It makes sense, right?
Exactly. So that's why we learn how to do the right way, everything. So we bring everything to the restaurants because the restaurants are really, takes a lot of work as well.
How did you pick the spot? You want to be around the tourists?
Who doesn't want to be next to Disneyland? Really, Paul?
Right.
Come on, Paul.
For the restaurant, we were just walking by. Somebody called my partner, Rafael.
Okay.
Friend of him. He told me, hey, you know what? We have this place. And he says, you know what? There is a restaurant. But we're doing...
He's getting excited.
You know what? No, the thing is, this is coming from because we repair houses. We buy properties.
Okay.
He's been in this business.
Yeah, he's in the real estate industry.
The real estate industry. So he let me go in with him. So one of his friends told him, man, you know what? There is a restaurant. And he told me, hey, you know what? I don't know anything. I said, but I know. He said, let's go. Let's go see the place. As I got into the place, I said, you know what? Let's do it.
This is it.
And it was amazing because we made the deal in one day.
Wow.
Put money here, there, done.
But you know what? I was just with somebody that owns a small cafe this morning, and we talked about the importance of location. In fact, they own 5 cafes, and we were talking about how some are doing better than others. And I said, what's interesting? Everything is location, right?
Definitely.
So the fact that you found this location 2 blocks away from Disneyland, right?
A lot of traffic there.
I can only imagine, not only Disneyland, but just Harbor, that street itself, it's such a busy street.
Yes, that busy street. when I go with you, I always follow the big companies because they did the research and everything.
Yes,
so they save me a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's what I always do. I just go big companies, see how they work. If I have opportunity to establish a business next to them, for me, it's going to be easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And what's great is where you're located, there's also some hotels there. And that's interesting because a lot of those people are also looking for breakfast early in the morning before they go to Disneyland.
Yes.
So they're going to get up and they're going to go, oh, let me go eat here a quick breakfast before. That's great that you have a big breakfast menu.
Yes.
You were telling me about that, right?
Yeah. We are only a block away from Disneyland. You don't have to be dealing with the parking in front of the restaurant, in front of Disneyland, because they have two small restaurants there.
Yeah.
And this traffic, crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We use 2 minutes. You can have your breakfast there and just walk. Literally walk.
You can walk to Disneyland.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
And if you pay extra, maybe they'll let you sit, leave your car there.
I don't know that.
I don't know about that.
Thank you, Paul. Pause. Wait.
Hey, Roberto.
We have a customer.
Parking's expensive. Go to Disneyland.
Some of the lands next to us.
You know what I mean? No. Yeah. Again, folks, Thursday, December 19th is the ribbon cutting, the grand opening. Again, Tulum Mexican Kitchen in Anaheim. And the address is, again, 915 South Harbor Boulevard in Anaheim. Their specialty food, just to name a few, is chile rellenos, which they have different many styles of chile rellenos.
Picadillo.
Lobster enchiladas,
that's
which, by the way,
getting.
I can't wait to try those
that's
out.
That's for me.
They have tomahawk steaks. Anything else you want to share as far
oh,
as food?
Man. Okay, the food is the Tulumqueñas. It's a steak with this toreados, chiles toritos, fried
okay.
chiles.
That's like
guacamole, rice, beans, onions. Our tablitas are amazing.
Tablitas.
Tablitas, yeah. We have a...
What's a tablita? I don't know.
Tablita is a piece of wood with meat on the top. That's what they call tablitas.
Oh, for okay. So it's like they can try out different
meats. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah. The Tulumqueña.
It's like a chicuri board, but Mexican style.
A charcuterie. Yeah.
How do you say that? Chicuri board, charcuterie. But Mexican style, right?
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Yes. So the... That's all the food. It's amazing. Believe me.
You if you're just tuning into us, I think it's also important that, well, again, we remind everybody, these are Mexican recipes.
Authentic
from his grandmother.
Generations, yeah.
Right?
From my grandmother,
that
yeah.
he's bringing to the restaurant.
Authentic ingredients, I think. And you know what impresses me the most of everything he said here? Mm. It's from the heart. He said, "For years I did this, I just want people to have a smile on their face. The
yes,
money,
believe
the
me,
money
that's
will
what
follow.
Yeah.
It's real. It's real. Ask anybody who knows me. I do this because I love it. That's my passion. I have two passions, my family yeah. and the kitchen.
Yeah.
So when I do something, I'm not looking for the money because I know for sure the money's going to come after that.
Yeah.
After you try my food, believe me, well, you're going to be amazed.
Roberto, if you've been doing what you're doing for 35 years,
must know something.
You must know something that you're doing yeah, right.
A little bit.
Right? If not, you wouldn't be successful as an entrepreneur, business owner of your food trucks for so many years, right?
Yeah.
And you started your first truck 23 years ago in Santana, which is, by the way, my hometown. And Santana's like the capital of Orange County
yes.
for Mexican food.
It's Mexico and
right?
Santana.
So yeah. for you to have a food truck in the heart of Santana for 23 years says you're doing something right.
Yes, because somebody told me that the lapse time for these food trucks is only between 3 and 5 years.
Mm.
I've been working for 23.
23 years.
The name of my truck is Alebrijes Grill, Sycamore. That's the way. So you can just Google it and they're going to tell you exactly who is cooking there. How
man,
is the
man, Paul, I feel like I want to go to the food trucks and then stop going to the restaurants.
I love food trucks.
You know what I mean?
Food trucks used to be just quick food for the morning or afternoon. They've really turned into a whole specialty cuisine. There are food yeah. trucks for everything. Really amazing. And again, some are expensive. I'm not saying his are, but there are some that really specialize. You get stuff you can't get anywhere else.
Yes.
Before we go, I just want to say, Roberto, is there any other, I know you mentioned lobster enchiladas. Is there any shrimp tacos or fish
we
tacos?
Yes, we got tacos like, gobernador. We have the fish tacos, the butter fish tacos, ensenada, huge tacos. We have the quesabirrias also. We have
the quesabirrias.
Quesabirrias.
Oh, man, I love
this. It's really good with the consomme. Quesabirrias. We have the chiles rellenos.
The shrimp, just so you guys know, tacos gobernador are like shrimp tacos in like this tortilla that has melted cheese. They're amazing.
And the other plates are really good are the birriaquiles. Chilaquiles with birria on the top. Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
Or chilaquiles with tongue in green salsa.
Oh, wow.
Enough.
Have you
My
tried
mouth
those?
Can't take anymore.
Paul can't take it no more. No. Paul, it's lunchtime. We're starving here.
And of course, you're going to join our cocktails, shrimp, octopus, campechanas.
A lot of seafood stuff.
Yeah, a lot of seafood stuff.
Gallo de hacha?
Yes, definitely.
Gallo de hacha.
Ooh. Gallo de hacha, shrimp, octopus.
If you don't know what that is, come to the restaurant and say, what's gallo de hacha? Oh, it's so good,
guys. I'm just letting John order for me here after I get
those. Just so you know, callo de hacha are scallops.
Los aguachiles, too.
Love it.
Ooh, aguachiles.
Aguachiles.
A lot of lemon.
Shrimp, right?
Yes.
Made out of shrimp?
Yes, shrimp.
Oh, man. Special sauce. Guys, really again, December 19th, which is a Thursday, they will be doing the grand opening, but it's already open. So if you want to stop by, again, that's 915 South Harbor Boulevard in the city of Anaheim. And again, it's Tulum Mexican Kitchen. We have with us today Mr. Roberto Guzman, CEO. And of course, before we go, we just want to give a shout out to your business partner again.
Rafael Castillo. Yeah, thanks.
Great job, Rafael and his wife and
his
whole team.
Angelica, my wife, Marlene Nunez.
And to all the hard workers that
are
helping make this happen and all the hard workers that are—
Manny, yes. Rene, everybody is there.
Come out and meet
Olegario.
The family. Come out and meet the family.
Meet
get to
the
know
family.
Them. And that's really what a restaurant is about, a family-owned restaurant. Meet the family, meet the chefs, taste the food, enjoy the environment. But most importantly, guys, this restaurant is a beautiful restaurant. Again, that has that Tulum style to it, and I think you all can enjoy it. So with that, I have to cut the show at this point.
Please,
because I'm getting the stinky eye from Paul Roberts, who wants to go get some food. Roberto, muchas gracias por estar con nosotros ahora.
Gracias por invitarme. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
We will see you.
We'll see you guys in the restaurant.
At the grand opening. Take care, folks. Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Thank you.